coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You see, on the one side, Jesus gave us authority. And we understand authority. When you exercise authority over demons, over circumstances of life, and live in victory. But apart from authority, there is also the wonder-working power, inherent power, on the inside of each one of us. The ability of God resides in us. Do you know that the Holy Ghost dwells in you? Who is the Holy Ghost? Oh, that's the last part of this thing. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He says the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. We'll get to that. But this glorious, wonderful third person of the Godhead, the Bible says that he will strengthen you with might in the inner man, inside you. You know, you can stir up the power of God in you. If you will stir up the power of God in you, it'll destroy the tumor. If you will stir up the power of God in you, the blood disease would leave you. It'll vanish. If you will stir up the power of God in you, the anointing, that's, oh boy. That's what the anointing is all about. Hello, hello, hello. Christ in you. Christ in you. He didn't say Christ with you. He said Christ in you. He says this is the mystery that has been hidden in ages and generations past, but now is revealed to the saints. He says this mystery is Christ in you. This is your hope of the glorious life. Christ in you. Say thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, let's go back somewhere. Are you ready with me? He says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes, do you know it's for your sake? Has it occurred to you it's for your sake? For your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might become rich. When I think about the fact that what he did was for me. You know, Paul said, through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins, and by him all that believe, that's Acts chapter 13 verse 38, all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. He says, through this man, Jesus, is preached, announced unto you the remission, the removal of sins. And by him, everybody who believes is justified from all things. Not from some, but from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. He said the law of Moses wouldn't have justified you. It would have condemned you. John said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and the truth about God came by Jesus Christ. It's Jesus who came to let us know what Papa God is like. God didn't want to condemn you. No. God loves you. This is the true revelation. It says that the law came by Moses. But grace, favor. You know, a lot of times they say grace is unmerited favor. I don't know what picture you get when you call it unmerited favor. Sometimes I like to break it down. Favor apart from qualifications. Did you get it? You don't have to qualify. You just have to be you. That's enough to get the favor of God. He says the law came by Moses, but grace and truth, grace and reality came by Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Remember that woman that ran to Jesus? The crowd was after her, the mob. They ran after her with stones. And she ran toward Jesus and fell at his feet. And then they stopped. They said, now we really have him. They thought they trapped Jesus. They all stood around him, and Jesus acted like he didn't know who was there. And then they said, now, hello, look at us. We want to kill this woman according to the law. See, she was caught in the very act of adultery. She ought to die by the law of Moses. And the Bible says Jesus was writing in the sand. I love Jesus. He could play. He was playing with the sand. And then he said, that's not a problem. Anybody among you without sin should cast the first stone. And the guy had his stone. He said, hey, I got some sin. So about you? The other one said, well, I'm not that good either. Hey, Johnny, come on. Not me. Told a lie last night. And then one by one, they dropped their stones and walked away. And then Jesus let them quit. Then he raised his head and said, woman, hath no man condemned you? She said, none, Lord. All right. It was Jesus' opportunity to nail her. You know what I'm talking about. But he didn't do that. He said, neither do I condemn you. Hey, somebody says, even Jesus was not perfect enough to condemn the woman. No. Listen. Jesus said, neither do I condemn you, but go and sin no more. Why? Because Jesus was on his way to bear the sins of many. There you are. He was going, taking this woman's responsibility, taking her sins. He couldn't have let her go. He was supposed to condemn her. He was the one with the rights, the authority to condemn her by the law. And then he didn't do it. He was to be held responsible for that. And he knew it. The law held him responsible. The others were not qualified to stone her to death, but Jesus was qualified and he didn't do it. The law held him responsible for that. And so to the cross he went, taking that woman's sins and the sins of all those dudes going back home. And the Bible tells us he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that we might have peace was laid on him. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hey, hallelujah. And then Papa God looked at Jesus on the cross. And Jesus said, Father, Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then the dark hour came. And Jesus knew something happened because Papa God turned his back on Jesus. Because at this moment, all our sins were laid on Jesus. He became not just a sacrifice for our sins. The Bible says he was made sin. Not sin sacrifice. He became sin who knew no sin. In other words, he took upon his own spirit our very nature. That's why I told you at the beginning, he became us. He was not just our representative, he became us. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. He became us. And not just someone who went for us. He went for us. Then at this particular hour, he became us. He answered my name. He answered your name. Are you hearing me tonight? He became us on the cross. Brother, hear me. You died on that cross. Every one of us died on that cross. We were there on that cross. He cried out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Why have you forsaken me? Yes, because he became sin. And the Bible says God is so holy he does not look at sin. He's too holy for that. Turn his back on his son Jesus, who had taken our very place and had become us. He was made sin. Who knew no sin? That we, there it is again, that we might become the righteousness of God. Not just for us to receive the righteousness of God. That was one beautiful thing. But that we might become the very righteousness. The expression of his righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.